Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello everyone, happy new year. Welcome to the final team news of 2021. Can you believe it, Neil? Where has this year gone?
I know, frightening, isn't it? A lot of it spent trying to watch training ground images from Man City, but it'll be the same again next year.
Listening to Knox and Niggles talk and Pep.
Yeah, I'd love to add it. I mean, hours I've wasted doing all that, but here we are. It's all for a good cause.
Well, I mean, there's loads to talk about. Particularly today, the final one. I mean, obviously, it wouldn't normally be part of the team news, but all this Lukaku talk, this interview thing that he's done, really interested to get your thoughts on that, because I just can't believe some of the comments that have come out of that interview. It's like a sketch to me at times. So I'm really interested. And then, you know, the other things that are going on in Chelsea at the moment, with the injuries they've got and the Liverpool game, that is going to be a really, really interesting one to talk about. So, yeah, that's one of the last ones we're going to do. So how's that for clickbait until the end to stick around? But yeah, we've got loads to get through. So let's just start with the two COVID postponements. So two games called off that we know about at the moment.
One's just gone this afternoon. And both games we...
I know you've got no sound and you're like a puppet. It's quite exciting.
Sort of thought we're at risk. Newcastle is the latest one. Have I frozen?
Hello.
Can you see me?
You've gone really dark now though. You're like Batman.
Is it jerk free at least? Is there no
It is jerk free. It was really weird though, like you were talking, but then there was no sound, then all the sound came in. It was it's quite exciting.
I've got a strange way of speaking. We'll proceed with some of my baby's laundry in the background. I think that's better signal now. So yeah, the two games off, in case this didn't come through from my first speech, was our Southampton v Newcastle, which always looked in danger to me because of Newcastle's cases. They were already without a lot of numbers. Again, who were they playing? Man United. They were down to an 8-man bench, and two of those were goalkeepers, two of those were kids. And then since then, we've lost St. Maximin, Wilson, Manke was suspended. I think Fraser's got a hamstring as well. Fabian Schär was limited towards the end. Isaac Hayden would have been back, but has got a knee injury now. So I'm not surprised that one's off.
No. Do suspensions count towards the total of...
It's to do with availability now. That's so it's not just COVID case. It's how many players can get out. I think the threshold was 13 outfielders and one goalkeeper. And we would have been pushing that. And the outfielders have got to be either seniors, so in the first team squad, or youngsters who've played, I think, at first team level before. That can be in the cup, which is why I think some teams have had requests refused in the past. But they've used youngsters a lot. Leeds, for example. Villa were another one. Southampton v Newcastle is the second game to go. And the first one was Leicester v Norwich, which looks a great fixture on paper for Leicester. We thought they might get a double game week 21, but we just haven't had any kind of announcement yet. At the start of this week, we had all these theories about what fixtures were going to fall in game week 21, and Leicester were, you know, one of the teams we thought. And they're blanking currently, so they haven't got a fixture.
And people who've obviously bought in players like Madison and Tielemans and stuff ready for this game against Norwich, even without a double, it was still looked a good fixture.
Exactly. So Leicester v Norwich is off, so that's the other game. So yeah, we're down to 16 teams we're covering in today's press conference roundup, and we've heard from, I think, 14 of them.
Yep.
In terms of press conferences, and two we think are embargoed from Game Week 20. So that was Pep, unfortunately. One of them mainly we need to hear from, really. I think he held his press conference after Game Week 20 was ended. That was Wednesday. I'm not expecting much in the way of team news from him. And Rangnick as well, who United are playing last night. And no surprises that he is not holding the presser today. But we've already heard some team news information from him, so that should hopefully help.
Yep. Right. Well, the first game we'll cover is the City game. So Arsenal versus City. Obviously, nothing from Pep. Obviously, the big news was last night, the Insta story from Cancelo being assaulted. Yeah. And his family being, you know, sort of... well, I don't really know the full story about it, but it doesn't look good from the picture and from what I've seen.
No, I think he said that he's put up a little bit of a fight or something, and that's why he got the bruises and the.
It was in his home, I assume.
Yeah, it was in his home. Yeah, yeah. It was targeted his family, which is pretty despicable even for a robbery. So, whether or not he features, I think I heard the Manchester Evening News saying that a decision will be made on his involvement. You know, as would have been the case with any player who's been through this, they'll assess their mental well-being and probably that of their family as well before. Which is made on his involvement, and of course we're not going to hear from Pep today, which is irritating. But there we are. I don't think Cancelo was pitching training yesterday, which is unsurprising. Let me find the MEN article because they had a list of players who weren't there. I think Rodri and Stones were still absent, and De Bruyne wasn't in the training video either. But that. Before panic sets in, that doesn't necessarily mean anything because last week, for example, Cancelo and Zinchenko weren't in the training video and they were both involved in the matchday squad. Cancelo starting, of course.
And even more recently, De Gea wasn't pictured in the training.
Yeah.
And everyone was panicking that he wasn't going to start and he was fine.
Yeah. There's things like rest days, there's things where you're indoors, you're training indoors, or you're getting treatment for just like general fatigue or stiffness. So there's certainly no definite. It's a conclusion to be drawn from that information. But in terms of Rodri and Stones, just yes, they're not going to be involved because they were previously missing. We knew they weren't fit. So maybe they're not going to be available for the Arsenal game, which of course is tomorrow. It's a lunchtime game. So that's all the more reason to suspect they won't be there. Walker was back in training though. Kyle Walker was pitched back in on the training ground. So he is an option. Other than that though, of course, we haven't heard from Pep, so we don't know the latest. What we do know is that all 11 players who started in Game Week 20 completed 90 minutes. Pep didn't use a single substitution. So that does suggest there will be players coming back in for this who were arrested in maybe Sterling, Mahrez before he jets off for AFCON. Zinchenko, of course, was rested as well midweek. So players like that could come back in, certainly for this.
Just don't take Foden now. Come on,
Pep. No. I wonder what I had every intention of selling him for this because, well, I thought there'd be double game weeks for starters. But it's that goal and his performance, because Pep said he was exceptional afterwards. And everything that Grealish wasn't. So I'm expecting Grealish to dip out and then Foden could very well keep his place. Yeah. So I'm thinking about this, whether to keep him.
Yep. And Arsenal, a bit more news from Arteta.
Yeah, he was doing this remotely today. Of course, he has COVID. We're back where we all began with Arteta getting coronavirus. This is what happened, nearly 2 years ago. So he won't be at the match tomorrow. He won't be at the match. He'll be managing remotely. The good news is that there's no new cases to date, no new COVID cases. The ones that predated today or that I already knew about were involved a lot of right-back options. So Tomiyasu, Cedric, Chambers and Maitland-Niles, all of whom have played at right back for Arsenal, they all tested for positive previously. Chambers, I think, was the first of those, so he should be back in around Stead. We don't know about the other ones yet. I didn't see Tomiyasu on the training ground yesterday, so I'm suggesting that's still in doubt. Aubameyang's definitely going to miss this as well because he's gone early to Cameroon for the African Cup of Nations. No surprise.
Get rid of him. Get him out the door as quick as they can. Yeah,
that sort of. Palms off the questions for a few weeks anyway for Arteta because he's faced these every week, so he hasn't got to deal with that until mid-February now. So he's away to represent Gabon, and we didn't get any more injury news apart from that. So we weren't aware of anything beyond Kolasinac, who's out. It's just the COVID cases who are pre-existing. They haven't got anything new to date.
Would you have thought that Arteta would be desperate to get club captain, 300k a week, Aubameyang, off to the AFCON as quickly as possible at the start of the season?
It's funny how it pans out, isn't it? All off the back of one, what seems like a very minor lapse in judgment on his part, but apparently he's done this before. So, but yeah, this is all unraveled really, and I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't actually come back to Arsenal. He might actually leave during the
could well do. Just if they can find someone to pay his way. It's a bit like the Ozil situation, isn't it? Got to find someone that can will take him on. Okay, next game, Watford and Spurs. Heavy investment for Spurs going into this. Given that Watford just cannot defend at the moment. And like we say every week, have their issues injury-wise as well.
Yeah, they do. We'll deal with Spurs first because it's pretty simple. The players that were already out that we knew about were Romero, Sessegnon and Bergwijn, all of whom missed Game 20. They're still out. Sessegnon's not too far away, but he's going to miss this one. And Lo Celso's back in training though, so he should be fine. Other than that, nothing to report, no new COVID cases yet. Of course, this could, every team, this would be true of, this can all change today or tomorrow, more tests.
No, but it'll be fine.
nothing we've heard of more. There was a quote on Kane as well from Conte who said that he's playing so well at the moment. This was regarding whether he can start again after so many minutes recently, but he's previously said that he can't afford to drop him at the moment. He hasn't really got another option like him. And he said that they've got a bit of an extra turnaround. I think it was a Tuesday to Saturday turnaround this time. So that's a lot better than 48 hours as it was from game week 19 to 20. So I don't think there'll be any doubts about Kane starting this week.
Anything on Reguilon? Subbed at half-time?
No, he was on a yellow card. He'd played 48 hours previously. So I'm guessing a bit of preservation with regards to his booking. And just to freshen things and probably as a secondary reason for that, but I think he'd probably be back in for this one. Especially on as well. So
Well, we're going to see heavy investment in regular, aren't we, with James, the injured James that we'll talk about in a bit. Yeah. But nice. Okay, Watford then.
Watford. Sad news. Yeah, we've got a bit of good news from Watford. Dennis,
that makes a change.
He's staying by all accounts. He's I don't know what the reason for. There was suggestions that Watford exercised their rights in terms of red tape. Apparently there wasn't an issue noticed soon enough for Dennis's call up, so he's not going by the sounds of it. All the people we were laughing at bringing Dennis in this week turned out to have been very a good foresight, and now they've got him for their upcoming fixtures, which are not bad after this one, I should say. Watford injury wise.
Just quickly on Dennis, it is an interesting, wasn't it? Because I read earlier that he might have been saying that he wasn't sure of his role in the team, which is why he's rejected the call up himself. Yeah. But if it's just interesting what way it goes. Because if it is Ranieri like blocking it or Watford blocking it, you've got to think Dennis is going to be a bit like, how can you not let me go and represent my country? But if it is him that said he doesn't want to go, then it's a completely different. Mindset.
I'd seen that report, and I also seen Nigerian FA accusing Watford of baring their fangs, I think was the sentence, which sounds like Watford have been the ones to hold him back. So not sure who to believe, but the important thing is that he is staying. Injury wise and COVID wise for Watford, Cleverley's back for this one, but everyone else is still out. Firmino is a new addition to that injury list. He's going to miss this one. Danny Rose is out as well. So they joined the longer-term ones like Ismaïla Sarr, who's not back until February, and a cluster of other players as well. They lose some more players aside from Dennis for AFCON as well. So they are really badly hit. I suppose the good news for Spurs and Son and Reguilon especially is that they haven't got a right-back in Watford to come in for Firmino. I guess they could play a Cathcart there, but they haven't really got many other centre-halves. I think it was, I don't know how to pronounce his name. Is it Kuchar or Kuka? The Kuchar, veteran,
I think.
Yeah, Slovak, who was put there in the West Ham game, and he's like 34. Imagine him playing as defensive midfielder playing against Son on the left. So could be a bloodbath there. I guess they've got Sissoko who could play there as well. But they are well down the numbers, and it's only going to get worse for.
That's really interesting. Yeah.
Game of 22. That's pretty much it from Watford.
I mean, a little bit of good news, I guess, but again, a lot of bad news for Watford. They really yeah. suffering, aren't they? Okay, Palace next. Palace versus West Ham.
Yeah, big bit of news from Roberts, who's sitting in for Vieira, who's of course still isolating because of COVID. Could be back for the New Year's Day game, Patrick Vieira. They're still unsure on Gallagher, so it hasn't been officially confirmed whether he has got COVID or not. I think it's pretty accepted now that he has. Even the BBC reporting it, and this was all based on I think a London World reporter, and then some forum rumours as well. So I think we can pretty much be sure that Gallagher has got COVID, and going to treat this day by day. So we don't know when he tested positive, when he's going to return, but there's obviously still quite a bit of doubt over New Year's Day. MacArthur's still out, but Anderson's fine. He picked up a muscle injury in game 20, but he's recovered very swiftly, so he's all right. And West Ham, this was, BT announcing some fixtures on my timeline, but that's not what they were told. It's just February, that's that panic. I'm completely checking Twitter at the moment. But here we are on Friday. I had all this stuff planned for this week, and I've not been able to do anything with it, you know, like sort of free hit drafts and things like that. And just, here we go anyway. West Ham, yes. This is Moyes facing the media yesterday. Nothing from him outright, but we saw the West Ham website do a write-up later on, and they're saying Ogbonna and Zuma are still out. Cresswell's been out since, I think, end of November. We see this every week. He's been apparently close to a return since then with his back issue, but he's still no word on him. Fornals had COVID. The fact that he tested positive after Boxing Day suggests that he's definitely going to miss this one. Unless it's a false positive, so he's still out. But nothing else reported on from Moyes, who said that as things stood, there were no new COVID cases. And there was a bit of line on Bourne as well, who's playing very well at the moment, and how well he's doing. But nothing to report really from West Ham.
Yep, excellent. A few people asking if I got a new camera. No, same camera. Just I needed a new little part for it that connects it in, so I'm not a Simpsons character anymore. I don't know if you saw that. It was a bit embarrassing doing these streams and being a cartoon character of it, although a lot of people said it was an improvement, so you know, that's just how it goes. Brentford Aston Villa,
yep.
Going ahead according to Gerard, just seen.
Yes it is, yeah, by the looks of it. I think we're hopefully, I see what we're the worst of it, but we've still got two postponements this week. Brentford, Rico Henry's not going to make this one. Mbeumo is touch and go. Thomas Frank borrowing a line from Sean Dyche. Christopher Asia could be back on the bench. Janelle might not be available. He's still got, he's had COVID, and I don't think he's, I'm not sure about the timeline with these isolation periods. Of course, that can be reduced to 7 days now with a production of two negatives, but Frank's saying he's still not sure whether he'll recover in time for that. Norgaard's back, though, from suspension, so he'll bolster the ranks. And who are they playing? Sorry, as
Brentford playing Villa.
Villa, yeah, of course, yeah. Let's have a look. They've got Bailey still out, and Nkamba still out. Young's got an outside chance, according to Gerard. He's got a toe injury, and he thinks it's going to come too soon. Tyrone Mings is suspended as well. But apart from that, Gerard says that they've got a 40-foot squad, which I'm suggesting, or he's suggesting, that the likes of McGinn's back, because McGinn was a surprise absentee on the, what was it, the 28th. We don't know when he tested positive or if he did test positive. I think again, we can put two and two together. But Gerard hinting that he's got a fully fit squad other than the names I've already mentioned, so he could be back for this.
All the people that held on to Watkins and Ings or bought them in because they had good games might finally actually get a game from them, which is...
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah, which is nice. Okay, over to, one of the worst hit teams in the league other than your Newcastle, Everton, next, playing my boys, Brighton. What did Benitez have to say?
Benitez, absolutely useless, really, in his press comments, because he previously faced the media, I think, on the 23rd, when that was the last time we heard him, and he said that they had six players injured and five COVID cases. Now, those COVID cases, you think will be all right now. That's like 8 days since... And obviously, with the new protocol, that means they're probably technically free, providing they've tested negative since then. So he said today, and I'll try and find the quote. It was a bit like, who was it? It was Pep last week when I was asked to clarify whether Foden and Grealish were off the naughty step, and he says that it'll be addressed, but I'm not telling you.
Yeah.
A bit like that. So let's find the Vinicius quote. Here we go. There's been a raft of them this lunchtime. He said, we're much better in terms of COVID. We've had issues, and that these players that had problems are coming back. So whoever they were, there was never officially revealed who it was. Damari Gray had been absent, I think, as far back as game week 17 without any reason given. So he might have been amongst that number. And obviously he's one of the names that would be attracting interest from an FPL perspective. He says, in terms of injuries, we're also bringing players back. Didn't mention names. Still got some issues. So we think Townsend's still out. We think Richarlison's still out. Mina possibly as well. Calvert-Lewin is someone we know who definitely is fit. And Benitez was talking today about whether he's unsure of how long he could play if he starts the match, or if he comes on, how much impact he can have. He did maybe give the game away when he said perhaps he'll start, he'll fill his boots in the first half and score a hat-trick. And then we won't get away from the match. Yeah, so maybe he's hitting at a start. They haven't got much else in reserve, to be honest. Maybe Rondon if he's back, but so maybe he's slightly gave the game away there.
Yeah, not much else in reserve.
No. But so yeah, unfortunately in the dark with Everton, because Benitez has been very, very unhelpful with names.
Do you know no Everton player has had more big chances than Calvert-Lewin this
season? I saw that. Yeah,
and he's played three games. Yeah.
Yeah, I've since August. Yeah, I saw that yesterday. That sort of sums up Everton in his absence, actually.
Mm. Incredible.
Brighton, aren't they? Yes, sorry. I veered away from the track there. We've heard from Potter this afternoon, and he says that Trossard should be fine. So Trossard came off, I think, on the Boxing Day with hamstring tightness. But Potter saying today that it was more fatigue, so muscle fatigue than... thank you. Someone just brought me up a cup of tea.
Very nice.
Yeah, and a lunch. How kind. muscle fatigue rather than injury itself, so he should be back for this. And Potter saying the COVID situation is fine, touch wood, as well. So they're in a good place. According to him,
just Dunk really missing.
Duffy
as well.
Yeah, Duffy came back on the bench the last game week, so yeah, could be involved. Dunk and Sarmiento, they're the only ones who are red flagged at the moment. They're back in January sometime or February.
I think I'm going to make a fun transfer this week and bring in Cucurella.
Oh yeah, yeah. Look, he's look good. I'm still not sure about him attacking wise. I mean, you'll see more than me. He's obviously compared to Lampley. He's not quite the same character, but he's defensively very sound, and he seems to. Get forward a lot, even if he doesn't do a great deal with it, apart from the assist for Welbeck.
Yeah, he's got a good assist, but Lamptey's far better in terms of goal threat and XG and all that stuff. But I think Cucurella could start picking up some assists. I'm going to get one of them. Maybe I will get Lamptey. I mean, they're both fun, aren't they, to watch? Whenever I watch Brighton, seeing the wing-backs bomb down. And so Reguilon as well. When I watch Reguilon, I'm like, my God, I need to get this guy in. He's looks
fantastic. There's a couple of James replacements there, because we'll get on to Chelsea soon, I think. But Lamptey and Reguilon, certainly.
Yep. Lively Lamptey, as the HH says. Absolutely.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Right, Leeds. I mean, I've forgotten Leeds even exist. It's been so long since we saw them play. What is going on with them?
Of Bielsa's formations and things like that, and available players when I heard them this morning. So things are getting better, and they couldn't have got much worse. They still got, I think, six players out, four of them definite. Phillips, Cooper, Shackleton, Cresswell. And Phillips and Cooper out till March. Rodrigo and Strout weren't mentioned by name, but previously Bielsa said they wouldn't be involved if they were still suffering from pain. They've got heel and knee issues, respectively. Bamford's a seventh name who looks like he's going to miss this one. He's healthy, according to Bielsa. He's back in training, but he hasn't done proper football sessions. So I'm guessing he's done sort of individual fitness work, little drills, but hasn't done proper football work. So I think the flag's moved to like 25% as a result of those comments on FPL. And because there's a sliver of a chance, maybe bench at best, but the way Bielsa was talking, I'm not expecting him back. Otherwise, though, not bad. So Llorente is back, Dan James is back, Jack Harrison as well, Firpo on top of that. So they've got some names coming back. So they'll not be down to not have such a threadbare squad as they did against, who was it, Arsenal played last minute when they got beat 4-1, and there'll be some actual selection headaches, if you can call them, for Bielsa for once.
That makes a change.
Yeah.
Yep. And Burnley?
Yeah, Burnley, we've just heard from Dyche recently. He has got a cornea nearing a return just in time for AFCON.
He's been saying that as well for the last about 6 weeks, hasn't he?
Yeah, at best he'll be involved in this and then he's off. Yep. So he's back on the training ground, and Dyche was saying the usual stuff about having to assess whether he can risk him or not. I suggest he probably will, because he's off to AFCON after this and it won't make a difference regardless. So cornea is going to be a late call. Back in training anyway. In terms of COVID, they had four players, I think, who tested positive and missed out last week, or the last game, sorry. Kevin Long should be back. He's already back in training. Pope and Rodriguez are hoping to be back too. Pope, you think, have a better chance of playing, because goalkeepers, you know, match fitness isn't as much of an issue as it is further forward. But Brownhill's definitely out, just when people might be needing him. He has to serve the protocol, so he's definitely going to be out. And he'll join Barnes and Roberts, who are separate issues, injury and an infection. They're both sidelined as well, but I think that's it from Burnley's perspective.
Excellent. We've got the big one next, which is the Chelsea-Liverpool game. Well, I mean, really, until Chelsea went completely off the boil, this was, you know, almost a, you know, with Chelsea, City and Liverpool competing for first place, I thought this would be even more of an important game. It looks like Chelsea are out of it now and Tuchel's given up by the sound of it. Let's talk about Chelsea, because I mean there is so much to talk about.
Can I just pause you there, as I've just seen, I don't know if this might just be the Firmary matches. Premier League have fixture amendments and match select for live broadcasts. Rearranged matches in January, so that might be a double game. Let me just open this news story live on air.
Surely not. Not during team news as well. We've got
a double game in 21. Oh, how about that? Brought you live. I think it's double game of 21. Is that right? Tuesday 11th, Wednesday 12th?
Finger on the pulse, Neil, as always.
That is 21. That's double game of 21. So who's got a double?
I don't even know where you're seeing this.
It's Premier League clubs on... It's on the Premier League website now. They've just released a tweet. So yeah, we've got Southampton v Brentford and Everton v Leicester on the 11th, and then West Ham v Norwich on the 12th. So that means, so that Southampton did blank, or were blanking, so were Leicester.
So Southampton and Leicester both have a fixture now.
Yep, Southampton's got a fixture, Leicester's got a fixture. So it's West Ham, Brentford, and Everton got double game weeks in 21.
West Ham with a double game week.
West Ham, oh nice. I've got Bournemouth.
I've got two in place. Oh, I've got, yeah, hang on, I've got a graphic for West Ham. I can put it on. Yeah, look at that. Vlasic.
Nice one. Vlasic.
There you go.
Yeah, that popular target.
Wow. Okay, that's massive then. So Everton, Calvert-Lewin, does that put him in contention? If we think he's going to start, like you said,
trying to alert the rest of the team to act in the absence here. I guess it's a bit of a risk because... we don't know about match fitness and how many minutes he'll play this week or this weekend, but he has got another 10 days to recover after that for the second game. It's not like they're playing twice in quick succession.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's wow. So there we go. They've left it late, but so that's still quite a lot of matches outstanding. That's only three down out of what, 22? So I wonder whether we'll get another one next week with regards to
Southampton. Well, Southampton only got one, so it's Brentford and Everton.
Brentford, Everton and West Ham. And Southampton, Leicester and Norwich have got a single game week now instead of a blank. So the only team without a fixture is Newcastle in 21. So, yeah, one with zero fixtures, 16 with a single, and then three doublers.
Oh, that West Ham double with Norwich at home as well.
Who else have they got?
Palace away, and then Norwich at home. That's a good double. Is that an Antonio potential captain or a Bowen potential captain in the double game week?
I think so now. I mean, what the alternative would have been, because Spurs haven't got a double game week.
No, it'd be Son, right? Well,
yeah, that Son would be the standout. Son and Kane the standout single game week options because of obviously Liverpool's playing Chelsea and City's playing Arsenal. But now, ideally what you'd want was the Norwich game to be first for West Ham, because then you'd be confident of Antonio and Bowen getting something. And then it would matter, but it wouldn't be quite as painful if they missed out against Palace. Because in between that, they've got the FA Cup, third round. And of course, they could get injured in the first game, which I know is always the case with double game weeks. They could get injured in the first one, especially with Antonio's regular. That's instinctively, I'm thinking Antonio captain. But I'll have to have a think about that.
Well, as Vetqueef puts in the chat, Norwich have just cancelled a game due to COVID. So.
Oh, yeah.
You would think,
I mean, by that point,
it's the 12th of January, so it's quite a while away, nearly 2 weeks.
2 weeks away, yeah. I would think they'd be all right by then. In a sense, that's maybe good at that Norwich have already had a bit of a lull now.
Mm.
So that they can only get bodies back by that point, I hope.
It's Bowen captain for me. I'm a sucker for a double game week.
Yeah.
It's got to be done. I've got Ben Johnson. I'm one step ahead somehow.
Captain him. Yeah.
West Ham have been good defensively lately, as we all know.
Yeah, well, yeah, they're missing their 2.5. Of course, there's always a chance of people bringing buying players early in the transfer window, and then
West Ham buy a new striker, and then Antonio misses the Norwich game. That'd be a bit of a turn up.
So there we are. Blimey,
Brentford.
Tony's obviously the obvious one because he plays every game anyway, unless he's injured or ill. And Bumo, as I said before, is touch and go for this one, so probably maybe just a single game week for him. And Brentford's defence has been pretty bad lately. They did all right against City, but who have they got double? They've got Villa and Southampton. That's not too bad.
Yeah.
That's not too bad. Yeah, so I guess Tony, Antonio, Bowen, and then Gray, maybe Calvert-Lewin, your sort of top targets. Not many defensive targets within that. Pickford, maybe, if you're after a goalkeeper. Because Everton's got some decent fixtures coming up beyond that.
Yeah, I probably would have gone for Pickford, actually. I went for De Gea instead, but because that Newcastle game was called off.
Yeah. How much is Pickford? 4.9 or something?
Yeah, I mean, Watford haven't got one. We thought Watford would have a double, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we thought they might get a triple at some point because they had so many games outstanding, and this could have been a triple. But yeah, they're single game beating against Spurs. So King's definitely going to be on my bench.
Yeah.
If I don't free hit, which is, I think if Chelsea Liverpool gets called off, then I'm free hitting. I think.
That's a good segue.
Should we segue back into team news?
Yeah, let's segue back into the Chelsea Liverpool game, because there's loads to talk about with this as well. So. Let's talk about Chelsea. Let's talk about what we know first of all, which is the injury front. So, yeah, over to you.
Yeah, Chelsea. Tuchel wasn't particularly helpful today. We only heard on Reece James and Ben Chilwell, which I guess are two big names FPL wise. So James was getting a hamstring scan today. Tuchel faced the media at 9 o'clock this morning, so that wasn't great. We'd ideally like to have been this afternoon. He's getting a scan this morning. I've since seen reports from, I think, Jacob Steinberg suggesting that James is out for 2 months.
Yeah, I saw 6 to 8 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, so that is looking... And, I mean, I was watching the game on whenever it was, Wednesday, and he could barely get off the pitch. He was being held by two players, and he could barely walk. He was on crutches at the end of the game, and it looked bad, and I wouldn't be surprised if that's an accurate prognosis, 2 months. So, yeah, changes needed. If you own him, I think he's the third most owned defender. He might not be now, but you'll need to get somebody in. It'd probably be a good time to get rid of him as well, because Chelsea's fixtures aren't great, and a few blanks coming up, no doubles in one, well, certainly not in 21. So maybe that's a timely reason to get rid of him. But yeah, so he's a doubt. Sorry, he's out. Definitely this is not a doubt. He's definitely out of this. Same with Chilwell, who's out for the rest of the season, in case you hadn't heard. Some positive news, because I've just seen some training ground pictures from Chelsea. And Werner has been on the training ground. Havertz as well, who was, of course, I think was on the bench. Thiago Silva's back in training as well. So he would be a big player to get back. He had a hamstring strain, missed out against Brighton. So yeah, Thiago, Werner and Havertz on the training ground. Obviously, James and Chilwell out. Christensen, I didn't see mentioned as training. He came off with a back problem, and Tuchel said after the match that it didn't look good. So maybe he's going to miss out this one as well. But at least Thiago's back. That's a big
absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about sort of the transfers during the period when the game was still going on. I mean, Chelsea are going to surely buy a left back now. I mean, they basically just got Alonso, right? He's the only wing back they've got, really. I mean, Azpilicueta can play there, but isn't really a specialist, as Tuchel likes to say it. So I imagine they're going to get some. But I mean, let's talk about Lukaku quickly, because I mean, those comments have come out. He said them a few weeks ago. Whatever. Do you think he? What do you think he does with Lukaku after that? Do you reckon there's going to be disciplinary stuff with him? Is he not going to feature for a bit?
It's tough to say, because I think it caught Tuchel on the back foot, and he didn't quite know what to say this morning. He said no one in the building is aware of Lukaku having any issues, but that he'll have to speak to him. That the comments weren't helpful. So I think he's shocked as the rest of us to see these come out. And it's really tough to know what happens next, because he's just hitting into a bit of form.
It's the worst timing, isn't it, for that interview to come out?
For a player who didn't want to be there, he's just hitting a bit of form now. And who's the alternatives? I mean, Havertz, I guess, could come in, play up top. Pulisic is probably going to be needed at right wing back for Liverpool, because James and actually, Azpilicueta could play there, of course. Especially if Thiago is back. So yeah, actually, that makes more sense. But yeah, I guess they could play Havertz up top. They could play 3-5-2. Werner's just back on training ground. I don't know if he's going to be fully match fit. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see what he does. I'll have my ear to the ground in terms of the rumour mill for that one, because maybe Lukaku will come out and give an official statement saying, "Oh, I didn't actually say that. It was misquoted by my agent." Yada yada.
I think there's a video of it. I think there's a video of him.
Was it really? Good God.
It's a proper interview for Sky Italia.
So is it really? I completely missed that. Yeah. Oh, well.
So there's a full, there's a transcript and everything. There's pictures of him saying it. I know. Crazy.
Well, get out of that one then, and Rommel.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I'm not sure. I'll have to scan the local rags and forums to see what the general consensus is there. But worst possible time in Liverpool coming up.
Yeah.
And speaking of Liverpool, could the game be at risk? Well, not yet, according to Klopp. They've got some new COVID cases, and we don't know for sure who they are, but we can make a pretty good guess of two of the three of them. So it is three. They did have four previous, but they're all clear now. Obviously, Van Dijk, Fabinho, Curtis Jones and Thiago all had COVID and now free of COVID. The new players, we are guessing, are two of them are Firmino and Alisson, because they were not pictured in training yesterday. One player has tested positive this morning, so we don't know who that third person is. But yeah, we're operating under the assumption, and that is always dangerous to make assumptions based on training ground footage, but Firmino and Alisson were conspicuous by their absence yesterday. So they could be two of the three. Injury-wise, Minamino's not going to be back for this, and neither is Thiago. Thiago was, as I've mentioned, free of COVID, but then picked up a hip problem, and he's out for this one. It could be longer than, certainly longer than game week 21, sorry. Klopp doesn't know when he's going to be back. And on top of that, they've also got the likes of Elliot still out. I think Adrian's still out as well. We didn't get updates on these players, but we're assuming that's the case. Origi's out. Robertson suspended, so Klopp was saying that they've got enough at the moment for the game to go ahead, but things can change in an instant. He was explaining that they haven't really been hit by, like other clubs, they haven't been hit by one long outbreak. It's been a sort of drip feed of cases for them, which is why their sort of game's still going ahead at present. But he said it wouldn't take much for it to get called off. He said the players hadn't even come in yet for training, so they'll be getting more tests as they arrive. So watch that news feed for any more information. Yeah, that could be the game next at risk. It's not off yet, but that'll be one I'll have my eye on, certainly.
If ever you want to play Chelsea, it's now.
Yeah. Yeah, we were just discussing there. We were thinking, I think Jeff had said that Chelsea would want this off, and I said, in response to it, Liverpool probably would as well. But then thinking back, thinking, actually, no, this is a brilliant time to play Chelsea. Defensively, in bad shape, without injuries, just in form-wise. And then, Alonso at left wing back against Salah and Alexander-Arnold, possibly Pulisic or Azpilicueta against Tsimikas and Mane, and then tired bodies in midfield, Jorginho playing through the PM barrier, Lukaku mouthing off. So, pretty weird time to play.
Absolutely. Okay, final game is Manchester United versus Wolves. We don't have anything from Manu, given they only played last night, I believe.
United, we've had a few quotes out, so Lindelof could be back for this. You're right, this is not a bespoke game week 21 presser. Rangnick talking about possible rotation as well. So nothing much on that front. They didn't have many injuries anyway. Pogba was the only one who was out longer term. And I think that was it. Yeah, Lindelof was obviously had COVID, but could be back for this one. And Eric Bailly picked up a knock last night, but he's off to AFCON soon anyway, and Varane will be straight back in for this, I'm sure. But Wolves, we've not heard a great deal from what's his face? Bruno, again, he's been out of action for quite a while. I forgot his name. Bruno Lara. What's his face?
The just quickly, the extra fixtures now added to the official Premier League.
Is that what was our interpretation? Right? That is a double gaming for that's right. I've just seen Ted do the he's quick. Ted do the season ticker as well.
I see. Wow, that is ultra fast.
The double gaming for them. Wolves, this is their first game for quite a while, and there are no new COVID cases, but assessment is ongoing with regards to the players who previously missed out or previously tested positive for COVID. Because they've got such a small squad, as Bruno was saying this afternoon, such a small squad that it wouldn't take much for a fixture of theirs to go down, which has happened twice already. They only had four or five cases, and that was enough for it to be called off on top of the injuries. Nothing new reported, though, from Bruno Laga this afternoon. We just don't know who tested positive in the first place.
Nice. That's it.
Yep.
Exciting one, that one. Yeah, we had a bit of everything going on. I think
my usual slick performance slightly derailed by that breaking news.
It was flawless as always. So that's it for the team news this week, and our, as I said, the final team news of 2021. If you've enjoyed this stream, make sure you hit the like button, make sure you subscribe to the channel, make sure you head over to Fantasy Football Scout, and you can check out the all the stuff ahead of Game Week 21 in a nice, easy to find place on the left of the main site. And also the COVID watch is really useful as well for all the COVID-related postponements and injuries and all that kind of stuff. But for that, that's it for us, Neil. Thank you so much for everything this year. I will see you again in 2022.
Yeah, my absolute pleasure. And happy New Year to everyone for tonight. And we'll see you again in, I think, about a fortnight, because there's a bit of a gap between gaming. So
absolutely.
We'll see you all then.
See you all soon. Goodbye.